This is Mythical.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
When McDonald's started selling breakfast in the 1970s, did roosters start saying ba-da-ba-ba-ba instead of cock-a-doodle-doo? Today we discuss McMuffins or McGriddles. This is a hot dog is a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And Nicole, today we are taking on two breakfast juggernauts from the breakfast juggernaut of all breakfast juggernauts.
I love the word juggernaut.
Sunday. Where does the word juggernaut come from?
I don't know. I have a feeling Sanskrit.
No, it's definitely Greek. Not
I feel
is like an argonaut.
Sanskrit.
Like nautical. Like a knot is like a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, juggernaut. I mostly knew it from X-Men. And there's
it's Sanskrit. Get wrecked.
No way. Juggernaut, yes. Sanskrit? Bro.
Yeah. Dude,
good
I'm
call, Nicole. Nicole is up 1-0 today in the score count of Hot Dogs and Sandwich. And I'm going to come back and beat you with my great take about McDonald's breakfast sandwich taxonomy.
You know what? I feel like this is your chance to shine, Josh.
Thank you.
You've been taking the back seat.
Yeah. This whole time. I'm a very patient man.
You're
wait for my turn
passive.
To speak.
Yeah, been super mm-hmm. passive. I think this is your time to speak your truth.
I definitely don't
really
take
feel.
Up too much space
never.
In the room.
Oh, never.
Like a certain ex accused me of.
Mm-mm, no, mm-mm. You do less than that. You take up no room, honey. Go for it. I think you should just speak how you feel about breakfast.
I like the term verbally manspreading. I feel like that's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Kind of.
I got tight hips.
You're getting better, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. The more like alone time, like one-on-one time I feel like you have with me, you've gotten so much better. You want to continue?
No, I'm trying to not take up too much space.
No, I like
Nicole,
it.
Nicole, as
no,
a strong, independent
it.
Woman, I'd like to hear your stance
I
on...
I love talking to you. Keep going. Tell me about the McDonald's.
Okay. So McGriddles versus McMuffin. This is really a story... This is a story of old school versus new school, right?
Okay.
This is what it is. This is, does innovation actually make the world better?
Mm-hmm.
And as we get deeper and deeper entrenched into this digital media nightmare scape that we live in, right? Where it's TikToks feeding into Instagram, feeding into YouTube shorts. I have learned about myself that I'm a Luddite.
Is it Luddite?
Luddite refers to a specific movement out of Britain.
Oh, nice.
It was founded by a person named Ludd, I believe. But it refers to the idea of intentionally eschewing technology.
Got it. Okay.
Right? Like, I don't...
How can you... my question is, how do you eschew technology when you work in technology?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. I do it because I have to. No, I mean, I love making content. I love people seeing our content.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. The thought of children being raised on TikToks, like this... Have you seen A Clockwork Orange?
Of course.
You know the
read
end...
the book.
Yeah. They pry Alex DeLarge's eyes open and just mm-hmm. show him images of violence. That's how I feel like kids are with TikTok these days. And this is actually going somewhere because I don't believe that innovation always makes the world better.
Okay.
I think there's something to not chasing waterfalls, Nicole, and just sticking to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. And that is the Egg McMuffin for me.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong with the Egg McMuffin. Well, not the Egg McMuffin. The Sausage McMuffin with egg is the greatest sandwich in the history of fast food breakfast. And
oh,
the McGriddles cannot hold a candle to it. That is my official stance because of the Luddite movement and TLC's waterfalls.
I love McGriddles.
I know you love McGriddles.
I have a passionate love affair with McGriddles.
How passionate?
So passionate.
Sing me the steamy sex scene of you and the McGriddles, Nicole.
It's too naughty for the pod.
Too hot.
Too hot for the pod. I just love them. I think the main reason why I think McGriddles are better than McMuffins is that they hit every single taste bud on your tongue. You got the spice from the sausage. You got the sweet from the little syrup pockets. Umami from
the MSG applied and everything.
Yeah. What are the other ones? Salty ass meat.
Ain't nobody saying that meat ain't salty.
It's salty.
They have the saltiest breakfast sausage in the game, and it's beautiful.
What's the other one? Bitter?
Yeah.
I don't really.
Oh, you know the bitter from the old fry oil.
Yeah, you're
tasted,
right.
Tasted off the hash brown that you
I
get
think
with
you're
it.
Correct. Yeah, I just love the way that it tastes. I think it encompasses a full breakfast in one bite.
I just don't think I need that. I think
Why?
There's something to the idea that if you try to please everybody, mm-hmm. you please nobody. That said, the data isn't on my side here. Also, let's just break down the terms here for people
it.
Who don't know.
Okay.
So the Egg McMuffin was McDonald's original breakfast sandwich. It was mm-hmm. introduced in the early 1970s. Mm-hmm. One of those classic stories that you all seem to hear where like Ray Kroc, right, who's the founder of the franchise system, and he like stole McDonald's from the McDonald brothers. And watch The Founder. It's a pretty good explainer of it. Mm-hmm. Michael Keaton, wow, what a virtuosic performance.
Never saw it.
It's a good movie. It really shows kind of how monstrous of a business person he was, but how tight of a ship he ran. So there's all these instances of a franchisee mm-hmm. being like, hey, Ray, I want to add this to the menu. And he's like, piss off, you know? And that happened with the Filet-O-Fish. And he was like, no, screw fish. I want to put a pineapple in a bun. And everyone's like, that's weird, dude. But like the Big Mac was invented that way. It was a lone franchisee in Pittsburgh, I believe. And the Egg McMuffin happened the same way, where they were like, bro, if we're open longer, we can sell breakfast. We can just move more products. So it was really the first fast food breakfast, and it was the Egg McMuffin. It is an English muffin cut in half, toasted with Canadian bacon, which, God, this is a whole other rabbit hole. Canadian bacon in America at least refers to cured pork loin.
Correct.
So it's like a leaner version of ham. But then in Canada, they have something called pea meal bacon.
Yeah, you talk about
invented
bacon.
In Ontario, because anytime I mention Canadian bacon, which happens like twice a year, once making Eggs Benedict, one talking about a McMuffin,
mm-hmm.
then or like maybe a Hawaiian pizza at Pizza Hut, every Canadian is like, "That's not it. We have pea meal back bacon." It's like just. Shut it. They sell it at the Costco.
Leave me alone.
They got the pack of the Canadian bacon at the Costco. I bought it. Screw it. But anyways, Egg McMuffin, toasted English muffin, Canadian bacon, American cheese, and then their weird disc fried egg.
I love that stuff.
I do too.
It's so floppy.
It's
but sturdy at the same time.
The egg disc?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the yolk is cooked hard.
But it's good.
It's good. I wouldn't want another. I would not want a runny yolk in that.
No
I would
way.
Not want scrambled eggs in that. I
no
want
way.
A weird disc fried egg.
What about the sheet? They also have an egg sheet sometimes.
So they have a folded egg sheet, which is a very good egg sheet.
Where does that go?
That goes in the McGriddles.
Oh,
so the McGriddles are.
That's why I like it.
The McGriddles were invented in the 2010s.
Okay.
And they were invented by the same guy who, this is hilarious to me. It's like how Bo Jackson played both pro baseball and pro football.
Oh, I don't know who that is. But
just,
my mind,
you know Bo.
My mind went to BoJack Horseman. Sorry.
Dang it. No, so the same guy who invented McGriddles invented the stuffed crust pizza.
What?
Yeah, dude can do it all.
Oh my God.
Dude
is
can
he
do
single?
It all.
Not that it matters anymore.
Chasing the fast food fortune. I bet he also has a bunch of flops that economically ruined him, though. You know,
aww.
Those types of people. They all
womp,
they get
womp.
Two hits, and then they're like,
Tom Ryan.
I don't know. This? We'll make mashed potatoes out of beef and sell it at the KFC. You know, they also have like a bad idea to go along with it.
Okay.
But anyway, so the McGriddles are. They're pancake buns.
Actually, they're technically sweet griddle cakes.
Oh my God. Are they a griddle cake and not a pancake, Nicole?
What's the difference between a griddle cake
None.
And a pancake?
None. A griddle's a pan. A pan's a griddle. Oh. One's like curved at the edges, but it does not affect the batter that goes
okay,
into it.
Whatever. Continue.
But they call them griddle cakes instead of whatever. It sounds kind of like cottagecore when you call it a griddle cake.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
And so that's the main difference is they're little griddle cakes that have syrup crystals in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made this from scratch. It's a tough thing to do. You got to like crystallize maple syrup, but get it so there's enough moisture so when it heats up, it melts.
It's incredible.
The technology
is incredible.
It's impressive. No one's denying it's impressive technology.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a feat.
It's a feat. And so what happens is they cook the McGriddles buns and then the syrup melts in these little pockets. So there's no mess from the maple syrup, but you get all that fake maple flavor in there. You bite it. It is a heavily perfumed sandwich.
Maybe that's why I like it.
I think so. It's a heady aroma.
Because
I
love
call it.
Yeah, it's like the sausage patty has like this like distinct spice.
It's like sage.
Sage
and black pepper.
It's sagey. It's peppery. It's delicious. It's iconic.
And you get a little egg stink.
A little egg stank.
A little egg stank.
But it's a pleasant stank.
It is. It is.
And then just that glue cheese.
And then the hot maple syrup whiff in your car. I hate it. It like sickens
Why
me
do you
my
hate
car.
It?
It's really bizarre. This is one of those things that I've never liked the McGriddle. This is not performative McGriddle. Also, we must say that the trademark term is McGriddles.
Yes.
And not McGriddle.
It's not McGriddle.
And McDonald's doesn't even get this right on their internal language, which bothers me. because Josh. There are two McGriddles. A single McGriddle only refers to one of the griddle cake buns, Nicole. This is what it is.
Okay.
So whenever you order a McGriddles, you are getting two McGriddles because they're singular buns
with
things in between. Mm-hmm. So they are a McGriddles.
Nice.
You can have multiple McGriddles. You can have a McGriddles.
Uh-huh.
One McGriddles is a McGriddles.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate that. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What kind of condiment do you put on your egg McMuffin?
None. Shockingly. It's one of the few.
No ketchup.
If I'm feeling frosty.
No hot sauce.
If I'm feeling frosty. No. I typically eat it plain. That said.
No jam. What about jam?
No. Jam, reserve for a biscuit-based breakfast sandwich.
Oh, that makes sense.
But typically. Here's the reason McGriddles bumped me the wrong way is that I've never been a fan of maple syrup with eggs. And you've heard me talk about
how. Yeah, you've talked about this.
But I've also just talked about how I'd put sugar in scrambled eggs and be fine with that.
Yeah, but it's the maple that turns you off.
It's the maple
sense.
For whatever it is. There's something about the egg stink mixed with the maple fake aroma that reminds me of the beaver butthole smell.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. They used to have glands. So they didn't used to have glands. They still have glands, but
beaver buttholes haven't changed. We have.
Yeah. So they would express the glands from the beaver buttholes to extract, I believe, vanilla.
I think it was a couple different
blue raspberry.
That
I don't know. Something.
It's a chemical called castoreum.
Yes.
But every time I smell a fake extract, right?
Uh-huh.
I just picture beaver buttholes. And it's weird to me. It's weird to me. That's what I don't like about McGriddles is the beaver butthole of it all. But no, a lot of times people will
can you Google beaver buttholes?
Maybe Google beaver buttholes. Images.
Yeah,
images. So a lot of people, when they taste a soda, they don't know what the flavor is, like Big Red or something.
Oh my God, I had Big Red when I went to Texas for my bachelor.
What would you say the flavor of Big Red is?
Icky.
A lot of people say bubblegum.
It's like sickening.
I don't mind it.
It's syrupy and sickening.
But it's that bubblegum aroma that people a lot of times, it's like saying things taste like chicken.
No, I said you can change.
Oh, beaver butthole. No, Maggie, no.
Miguel.
Leave it up while we podcast. Frame it. Put it in our office.
Ew.
But when people taste, quote unquote, bubblegum, what they're really just tasting is artificial extract. It's the
Josh,
universal smell of extract.
Josh, there's artificial extract in almost everything that you eat.
I know, which is weird.
Why
none
is
of this adds
McGriddles
up for me.
Maybe, that makes you uncomfortable.
Maybe it's the opportunity cost, right? It's the reason that there are a lot of Taco Bell items that I don't particularly jive with. I'm thinking about the Naked Chicken Chalupa, the chicken chips. I think they're great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to Taco Bell, I don't want chicken nuggets. I'm there because the Crunchwrap Supreme is fan-freaking-tastic.
Mm-hmm.
The whole litany of chalupas, the chalupe, if you will.
The chalupe.
The chalupe litany.
That's funny.
You know, and even the Doritos Locos Taco, various grilled stuffed burritos. Actually, they got rid of the grilled stuffed burrito, which
Sorry.
Is a travesty.
Rip.
Rip. But I'm saying they have their flavors that I like to enjoy. McDonald's for me, the sausage McMuffin with egg is the greatest tasting breakfast sandwich from any fast food restaurant. One of the greatest breakfast sandwiches in history. Better than a bacon, egg, and cheese from New York. Fight me, New Yorkers.
Why don't I like it? Do you think it's because I just have an aversion to English muffins?
Do you have an aversion to English muffins?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I don't think I have an aversion. I just, when I see them, I'm just like, ugh. You know
Weird.
What I mean?
But to me, they're the ideal. There was a time, there was this mid-2000s era when, you know, the fancy burger boom was going on.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, look, brioche, it's out. We need to find the new burger bun. English muffins.
That
and
makes
it
no
sucked.
Sense. That makes no sense. English muffins are sourdough-y.
I love that.
You like that?
I just I love separating my sweet breakfast from my savory breakfast.
Okay.
Having them on the same table but different plates.
Yeah. You know what's weird? I love savory breakfast. I choose a savory breakfast over a sweet one 90% of the time. But something about a McGriddles just makes sense to me when I bite into it. It encompasses breakfast as a whole.
It's very futuristic in that way to me, right?
Yeah. And I like that. I like how accessible it is.
It's like in that Back to the Future sequel where they
never
have the pills. I've never seen it either, so I don't know why I'm referencing
it. That's okay,
it.
Go ahead.
But there's in the future they condense the food and no, let's flip it. Let's go to Willy Wonka, right?
Okay, love Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Big Willy Wonka stan.
Which one's hotter, Gene Wilder or Johnny Depp?
Oh, Gene Wilder.
Right? But what about...
Can I tell you why?
You got Chalamet now.
Can I tell you... Which one? I don't care about that.
He's my type.
Gene Wilder, he just didn't give a rat's ass about anything in that movie, and I love that about him. His hair was crazy. His face was crazy.
It fit the character.
The kids were falling off the boats. He's just like, okay.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was too curated.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, don't get me wrong, Hundo P would hang out with him, but like... much more into the Gene Wilder and Sam.
Yeah, and Tim Burton, it's not my style. I get the aesthetic.
Oh,
I like
love
it.
Tim Burton.
I love Helena Bonham Carter.
Me too.
Big crush on her as Bellatrix Lestrange because she's, like a little bit crazy.
Is it Bellatrix? I always thought it was Beatrix.
No, it's definitely Bellatrix.
Oops, sorry.
Beatrix Kiddo is from the Kill Bill universe.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is Willy Wonka invented a gum that is a 3-course meal. That it went from like roast beef to blueberry pie or something, and that's been like soup.
And then she became a blueberry.
And then Violet, you're turning Violet, you know. but I'm saying the McGriddles is like that to me, where it's like you put the whole 3-course meal into one package that I never needed. I never wanted
How do you know you never needed it?
Because I tasted it and my body violently repelled it.
No, it didn't repel it.
It did. I threw up, Nicole.
You never throw up from eating food.
No, I really
don't.
I can't.
Straighten up, swallow it, stick your tongue out like you're on Fear Factor.
I make a noise and go, that's it.
Yeah.
No, when I ate 4 pounds of baby food, I just housed it.
Yeah.
Just stayed inside my body. And data is not my side. What I'm saying is I do not represent the popular sentiment because McDonald's put out a Twitter poll that said McGriddle or Egg McMuffin, and 50.3% of the 75,000 respondents said McGriddles, which for me, that's the moment I realized that I'm getting old. It's not being yelled at by the teens on TikTok.
No, I mean, so
which
that
is
means
embarrassing
I
enough.
Means, I mean, that means that the Egg McMuffin got 49.7.
And depending on how McDonald's structures their electoral college, they still could have won the presidency of breakfast
what I'm
sandwiches.
Saying. Just because, listen. America's divided, okay? It'll always be divided.
Let's get into it.
What I'm trying to say is that you can also exist in a world where you can have your beliefs, but also it's fine. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Wow, geez. That inspiring words from Nicole. Did she heal the nation yet? Maggie, can we Google, did Nicole heal the nation with that speech about McGriddles? Because I feel healed. Let's go grab someone from the opposite side of the political aisle
and give them a hug. I tried.
You sounded like you unconvinced yourself in the middle of that.
Yeah.
You're like, we can all code with our beliefs. No. You know, it's everyone's trying their best, all right? We're time continues. This is what my go-to whenever things
are
hard.
What I want to know is the Green Party would have been the biscuit sandwich, right? Can we just say that?
Yeah, Gary Johnson out here just like, the hotcakes are
Nader.
The hotcakes are fine.
Vote Nader.
Do you guys remember when Gary Johnson pretended to have a heart attack on stage because someone was like, marijuana causes heart attacks, and Gary Johnson just grabs his heart and falls to the ground? I don't believe in much these days.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can I ask you a question, Josh?
Of course, Nicole.
Do you feel like McDonald's is going to introduce any other cool new breakfast items that's going to totally like change the game? Do you think the breakfast fast food game can be changed anymore? Or do you think they've done a perfect job?
So McDonald's did a damn near perfect job. And I think the McGriddles, they were one of like the newer breakfast innovations. Mm-hmm. They've had, you know, bagel sandwiches in the past. I remember they had something called a Spanish omelet bagel sandwich.
In America?
Yeah, at McDonald's. I mean, it was like... frozen peppers and onions.
Oh my gosh, that was whenever they were doing all that international stuff, remember?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The fun time, they had a steak and egg bagel sandwich, which doesn't even make sense. It was the only time they ever had steak on the menu, at least in my recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like wasn't great. Their bagel Skittles were the super sugary kind of Sara Lee ones. I mean, they were perfectly fine. I'd probably rather have that. I'd certainly rather have that than a McGriddles.
Hater.
But I think McDonald's found the exact answer they were looking for with the McGriddles because they wanted a sweeter option that you can eat in your car. Because that's been one of the biggest sea changes in the fast food industry, right?
Yeah,
is that
so
people
true.
Used to go sit down and enjoy a breakfast inside McDonald's, and now it's literally 90% plus delivery and drive-thru.
Yep.
And so, like, literally McDonald's hotcakes with syrup, they're really good to me. They are
I've
a
never
nice...
had them before.
Dude, they're fantastic.
They're hash brown, though.
Great. All of it is great. McDonald's breakfast, item per item across the board, smashes any other fast food breakfast. And I've had them all. I've had Wendy's breakfast, Baconator.
Oh my gosh. I've had this conversation with so many of David's friends. They are like Jack in the Box hardos.
Jack in the Box is a nostalgic breakfast thing, especially for teens who like to party. Safely, teens out there, because it was one of the few things that was like open.
Oh, yeah.
At like 24 hours. And also they serve breakfast for 24 hours. So I ate a lot of, you know, 2 a.m. breakfast jacks when I was 16. And I have a fond nostalgia for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't hold a candle to how good the canon of McDonald's breakfast sandwiches are. Carl's Jr. came out with their handmade biscuits. And I mean, they're good. Their breakfast burger is a good item.
Yeah.
Taco Bell or Jack in the Box has a really good breakfast burrito.
Unsung hero. The oatmeal at McDonald's. Really good.
I used to get their fruit and yogurt parfait all the time, and they got rid of it.
Their oatmeal is hot fire flames, almost as good as Jamba Juice.
I've eaten so much Jamba Juice oatmeal college.
Oh my God, yeah, in college during
that
culinary
was just the
school.
Thing.
In the morning, I would go and I would get my oatmeal and I would get a banana and a honey, and then I would go to the bistro area where like kids were teaching and kids were like learning. I'd be like, "Hey, yo, give me some fruit," and then they would like give me a fruit cup and I would chop it up and put it in the oatmeal.
They give you golden raisins.
I never got the golden raisins.
Bro, they give you the golden raisins with the Jamba oatmeal, and that puts it over the top.
Mm-mm. Put a little salt in it. It's really good.
Do you think any other fast food breakfast, like, what do you think the next innovation in fast food breakfast is that could challenge the hegemony of the McGriddles? Because right now we're in a bipolar power distribution. You know, between McGriddles and McMuffins and the biscuits, you know, like you said, they're the Green Party.
Yeah.
Or Jill Stein over there.
Like, you know what I love? I'm Jill Stein.
I stand for things.
Yeah. Taco Bell's breakfast is quite good, but also quite bad. It's hard to explain.
I know what you mean.
The Crunchwrap, the breakfast Crunchwrap, it is good, but it leaves me wanting more.
Yeah.
The roll-ups?
Which
they got
one?
Roll-ups?
Oh, they're full breakfast. Yeah, but they're like, they're not a full burrito. They're teeny tiny.
Yeah. Like,
they feel like McDonald's burritos, frankly.
They leave me wanting more. I think Taco Bell can potentially do a really, really good thing with breakfast. I think they gotta work it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think there's potential there. Put some chilaquiles on there, man.
Taco Bell chilaquiles. I'm 100% down.
Dude, why does
sugary.
Every episode recently come with us just being innovation chefs?
Yeah, I mean, that's
we're
like
just R&D
what I
chefs.
Wanted to do. I literally wanted to do that for Taco Bell. And Taco Bell has tried. So I live next to one of the top three most important Taco Bell locations in all of America.
Wow, flex.
Yeah. It was right next to my high school. It was one of those weird ones where they're like, for whatever reason, we're testing out certain demographics and how they respond to things.
Uh-huh.
So we would get like the experimental new items that nobody would talk about.
Really cool.
Yeah, we were one of the first to get the Crunchwrap. And it's like 20 it's like 20 miles from the Taco Bell headquarters.
Huge.
In Irvine. And anyway, so they tested out their initial breakfast run at the location by my high school. This is like maybe like 2006, 2007.
That's awesome.
And it was all with gigantic grilled stuffed burritos. And so they had this like giant, you know, full pound monster burrito that had like bacon, eggs, nacho cheese, and guac in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know if that's what people want
sounds
in a breakfast.
Soupy.
It was so soupy. It was soupy and
soup breakfast.
And like the eggs are not cooked fresh, right?
Mm-hmm. They're like the powdered eggs. Huh?
I don't know if it's powdered egg or because they have large curds. The powdered egg tends to like be very crumbly and curd smaller. But I don't know how Taco Bell does their eggs. Like I know McDonald's, for instance, they crack eggs fresh, and they're one of the few to do it.
I appreciate that.
I do, too. Yeah. And then their sheet egg that comes in the biscuit sandwiches and the McGriddles, the one that's the folded up scrambled egg, that is a liquid that's already beaten.
Yeah.
That comes there. But that's
egg beaters.
Yeah, but I think it's real eggs. Egg beaters are fake egg.
Oh.
It's egg white with, like, yellow mixed in, I think.
What?
Yeah, dude, egg beaters are literally, like, a low cholesterol option.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
People know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. It tastes fine.
Oh, okay.
You know, perfectly good. I'd rather have a whole egg, you know? That's one of those, like, no matter how gym bro I get, I will never eat a freaking egg white omelet. That is upsetting to me.
There was a period of time when I was an egg white omelet girl, and it was just gag fest.
I know, 2020. Man. You put like the salsa on the egg whites, and it's just like, oh, this is sad.
And then the spinach, and then I one time I made an omelet, an egg white omelet, and I put spinach in it, and I was audibly gagging, and then my mom goes, girl, I gotta teach you how to put spinach in your omelets, and she like was like, first you cut it, and you cook it, and then you put it in the omelet, because I was just leaving it stringy, like, in the egg white, and it was like, like, it was not a good time, sorry. They should put egg whites on the menus here, though. I feel like they can, like, find a way to do it.
Leave it to Starbucks. Starbucks got that little egg white feta spinach wrap that's actually really tasty.
Yeah, it's really good. I like it. Kind of looks like vom.com inside, but I don't care.
Starbucks is a good fast food breakfast, if they count as fast food.
I guess.
Yeah, but you expect them. They're a coffee chain, right? They're not like a true fast food restaurant.
No, yeah. Coffee is the main thing. Do you like the coffee at McDonald's?
It's perfect. I treat coffee like medicine.
The coffee at McDonald's. Underrated.
I had it recently and I drank it and I was like, this is a fine diner cup of coffee.
Yeah. People are like, I like this coffee. I like that. It's like, no, I like McDonald's. Don't get me wrong. I'm kind of a coffee snob, but McDonald's coffee definitely satiates my need of like caffeine.
Well, they put a lot of resources into their coffee program. McCafe, dude.
McCafe.
And if you go to Europe, that's a lot like what McDonald's are like, right? Like I remember going to a McDonald's in France and they literally had like a macaron case, right?
Yeah, and they did
pulled espresso drinks. And I was
I
like,
I went too.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you get the McBaguette?
No, I went on a Contiki tour and we stopped at the McDonald's. I'm pretty sure it was in France or it was in the Netherlands. I don't remember. But they have like legit McDonald's there. Like legit
Yeah, no, yeah. And that's what McDonald's thought they were going to try and do in the States maybe like, you know, 10, 15 years ago at the McCafe. And so, you know, they had all these just like white milky latte drinks filled with the vanilla syrup. But that said, their black coffee is perfectly fine.
Yeah, totally.
If you're choosing a fast food breakfast, do you go anywhere but McDonald's?
I lean to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because it's consistent. I know what I'm getting. I'm getting my favorite thing. And and that's that. Like, I'm not trying anything new.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm kind of the same way where... If I want consistency, I go to McDonald's. I want the flavor that I know and love. If I want to try something new, I will. Like Wendy's. Wendy's has a new breakfast menu, and they did a good job with it.
Lots of bacon,
which is fine because Wendy's has good fast food bacon.
Probably the best.
You know, you can't get bacon on a McMuffin.
What?
They don't have it on the menu.
Can you ask for it?
I'm sure you can. You order everything from a freaking screen these days.
Do you think
Speaking of Luddites, kill the screens.
No gods,
no masters. Go on, Nicole.
Do you think there's a world in which, like... Does McDonald's still do breakfast all day?
Yeah. So they only started doing all day breakfast in 2000. God, it was either 15 or 17.
Yeah,
I don't remember off the top of my head. It was
kind of
really recent. But it was something that people had wanted for a long time. Mm-hmm. But the logistics were such a nightmare and trying to wrangle 1,000 franchisees, you know, to try and be like, hey, now you got to have the night crew cooking eggs next to the chicken nuggets.
That's what I'm asking. Do you think there's a world in which I could make a McGriddle but with chicken?
They just have that on the menu.
What?
Or they did. They may have pulled it off, but they absolutely just had a chicken McGriddles. They may have pulled it off the official menu.
I don't see it.
Google it right now.
Chicken, okay.
But yeah, that was the thing. I mean, people are getting real crazy with the breakfast sandwiches. Jack in the Box did like a waffle-based chicken sandwich.
Oh my God, there's
the chicken McGriddles. The chicken McGriddles was the only McGriddles that I supported.
Oh my God.
Because it makes sense. That's the sweet syrup on the spicy chicken.
This is legit. Listen, I don't know the menu in and out the way that I should. I don't know the way I
should. It's like burned into my mind.
Yeah, you have this odd like photographic memory sometimes.
Yeah,
that
only
truly
on fast food menus.
Truly trips me out. Uh-huh. Like you even remember like the breakdowns of like the like stuff that goes in and I'm like, how do you know this? But this makes sense because it's like chicken and waffles with the syrup. But I want to put an egg on it. And then also cheese on it.
Gross. Gross. I hate that for us. I hate egg, cheese, fried chicken, fake maple syrup, which is weird because I love garbage. And there's something about that that's terrible to me.
No, this is the first time you've called me gross on the podcast.
I know.
And it's crazy. What a weird position to be in.
You know what's weird about McDonald's breakfast menu?
What?
Okay, so the Egg McMuffin, right? It's called an Egg McMuffin, but there's Canadian bacon on it.
Okay.
And then the sausage McMuffin with egg has all those things.
Uh-huh.
And then there's just something called a sausage McMuffin. So if you follow the standard naming conventions, sausage McMuffin just has sausage on it, ergo, egg McMuffin should only have egg. But no, there's Canadian bacon. There's no such thing as a Canadian bacon McMuffin. But the reason is because in 1972, they named it the Egg McMuffin that came with Canadian bacon. So you can't just erase history. And then now the McGriddles.
Go ahead.
There's no such thing as an egg McGriddles. So you can get a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. You can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. You can get a sausage McGriddles. There's no such thing as an egg McGriddle. So in the poll that McDonald's posted, they said, do you prefer a McGriddle, which one, the singular McGriddle does not exist, McDonald's, according to your trademark policies. Do you prefer a McGriddle or an egg McMuffin? That was a polling error because the egg McMuffin implies the love of Canadian bacon, and nobody loves Canadian bacon, especially more than sausage. It should have said McGriddles versus McMuffin. That poll was wrong. History is still on my side. I am not old. The TikTok teens love me, and I love them back.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Nicole?
What?
Well, we've heard what you and I have to say.
Yeah?
And now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse.
Okay.
Nicole, it's time for a segment we call...
Opinions...
Are like...
Casser...
Rolls. That was great. I feel like we really...
Casser holes.
Speaking of holes, you know what I love? Beaver butthole. No, I was gonna say the Cinnabon Delights from Taco Bell.
Oh my god.
Those are like, they're too far from breakfast. So that's a dessert.
That is the best fast food breakfast item.
Yeah?
That's it.
You know, they did like it was a Fruity Pebbles version
Ew,
of that.
I don't like that.
Because when you blend Fruity Pebbles, it turns kind of grayish purple.
Green.
Yeah, it's like a greenish tinge. Yeah, it's an upsetting color. Yeah. And they were like that color.
Mm-mm.
And it reeked of breakfast cereal. It wasn't like a great, but again, they're out there trying. They're out there trying. Mm-hmm. That's all we can hope for is the innovation. Oh, they also had like a Crunchwrap with gravy in it.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they still have
that.
White
gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a sausage gravy Crunchwrap.
That doesn't do it for me.
I don't know, man. Gravy Crunchwraps. I'm kind of into that. All right. First up, we got sorry that username is taken. Hard pretzel sticks in ranch. Yeah. And then alternately, they say King's Hawaiian rolls in dill dip. I'd say ranch.
What's dill
is
dip?
A dill dip. Well, dill dip is a product from the grocery store that says dill dip. And I know exactly where it comes
from. Never had it.
Nicole, you know there's like always the wall of, it's like weird old timey candies and nuts from the same company at the grocery store. And you're always like, who buys this?
Yeah. Is it called Delish?
I think so. Yeah. And it's like their packaging hasn't been updated since like
the 80s. Yeah.
There's the same thing that exists, but for dips in the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Where if you go to the refrigerated dairy section, you look deep underneath. There's like 9 flavors of dips from a company that hasn't updated their packaging since the 1980s, and they're all just filled with whipped hydrogenated oil.
Okay.
And they're all equal parts delicious and kind of sickening.
Awesome.
Yeah, they kind of rule. And one of them's called dill dip. Like, they do a French onion dip, they'll do a buffalo dip.
Oh,
you know,
I know exactly
like that.
Where that is. It's in the produce section. Right?
Yeah. Maybe.
It's
oh,
the,
yeah, yeah, I know
the
what
dressings.
You're talking about.
The
yeah,
produce
yeah.
with the dressings
correct.
Adjacent to the dressings.
You are correct. It's not in the dairy. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because it's a dressing adjacent food, but it's
a
dressing but very thick, sturdy from whipped hydrogenated oil. And that's dill dip. And it's a delight.
Okay, I'm down with pretzel sticks and ranch, but I'm more down for King's Hawaiian and dill dip.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about the other day? A sandwich that I enjoy?
Tell me.
This is some poor kid stuff right here. This is just white bread with coleslaw and hot sauce.
That sounds good.
It's a great sandwich.
But you got to fold it.
You gotta fold it. Yeah,
you gotta fold that one.
Correct.
You can't
That's
have
a foldable sandwich.
You wanna know why? Because it'll leak out.
Liquid
the
pools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a delight. And that's what this dill dip with King's Hawaiian rolls reminds me of.
I love dipping King's Hawaiian rolls in anything.
Dude, bread, I'm telling you.
Good bread.
Break the yolk between bread and butter and start putting mayonnaise-based dips on your bread.
I love it.
It's a delight.
Delicious.
Yeah, this is a great opinion.
The Flying Dingo says, any fountain drink tastes better from a wax paper cup.
False. Any fountain drink tastes better from a hard, slightly see-through red plastic cup that you'd get at Pizza Hut salad bar and old-timey Italian restaurants.
Yeah, it needs to be plastic. I don't like glass.
No.
Okay, I have a bone to pick with restaurants. Stop putting glasses everywhere because, number one, they break.
Yeah.
Number two, they hurt my teeth. Number three, they're
hard. Stop eating the glass.
No, I'm not eating it, but like the way that I hold, like okay, I'm going to give you an example. Like, see, like.
Yeah, you're eating
this.
You're eating the mug.
That?
Why are you teething on the mug? Just
that's
stop chewing
pleasant.
The coffee
I'm
mug.
I'm not. Like, sipping?
This is user error. This isn't design flaw. This.
No.
I know what you mean. No, the fear of me hitting my teeth stops me.
Yes, and that's why I use straws all the time. Sorry.
Also, once at a bar, I got like a beer in a glass, and there was just a bunch of shattered glass in the beer.
That's what I'm saying.
And I probably should have made a bigger stink of it than I did. They just like gave me that beer for free.
What?
Anyways, point is, no, I actually really hate wax paper cups. Sometimes I like being able to kind of crush the cup a little bit to create a spout.
I appreciate that. Hot chocolate tastes good in that.
Yeah, or you're talking about styrofoam cup.
No, wax.
The wax-coated paper cup?
Wax-coated paper cup.
There's something about it, like literally my nips are getting hard thinking about the upsetting feeling, the upsetting texture of my tongue touching it.
You have sensitivities.
I have sensitivities. We've been discussing that. I have various sensitivities. I don't like tags in my t-shirts. I don't like hot rooms.
Do you
unexpected
cut the
noises scare me.
I
don't really love balloons.
Do you cut the tags or do you get tagless shirts?
No. What I do, Nicole, great question. I'm so glad you asked. So when you cut a tag, sometimes some of it still remains and then my sensitivities are activated.
Uh-huh.
So what I like to do is I just rip it right off. I have great grip
but
strength.
But what if it makes holes in the back
of
your
shirt? Yeah, then I throw the shirt away and then I try again.
You're
this
wasteful.
Is the life I've chosen.
You're wasteful.
And or just rock it. I just wear shirts with holes in it. I don't care. Okay. At denverrose.m. BJ's, assuming they're talking about the restaurant and brew house.
I left it in there.
Not the sex act.
I left it in there.
BJ's is underrated. Nicole, how do you feel about BJ's?
I have like negative associations with BJ's.
Some,
so I don't like
you know,
it.
Yeah, we all do.
But the pizookie?
In one way.
I love a good pizookie, honey.
Yeah, it's actually pronounced pizookie.
Okay.
I'm comfortable mansplaining
pizookie. McGriddles and pizookie. Got it.
So yeah, BJ's restaurant and brew house is a pretty sizable chain, but not like huge.
Mm.
They serve what they call deep dish pizza, but it's not like Chicago style deep dish. It's just like a thick focaccia.
I'm not a big fan.
I love their dude. I took my grandma. That was the first restaurant my grandma went to after the pandemic.
Oh, sweet.
It's a delight. I love
that's
the pizza.
Good.
It's just thick. It's bready. It reminds me of Pizza Hut pan pizza, but they'll do like a buffalo chicken thing on it. That said, the rest of their food, it's like pretty bad.
Yeah.
I went there once and I had like a gift card and I didn't want to eat a bunch of pizza that night, but I got like calamari and like a chopped salad or something.
Calamari at BJ's. You're adventurous.
It was pretty bad. I mean, I don't know. I do love BJ's. Like I would gladly go to, if somebody presented me with that as like a thing to do for the night, their beers are good. They have like a bunch of.
I'd rather go to Yard House.
Yeah, Yard House is a fun time.
Yard House
is the fun because they got like little ahi tuna tacos on the wontons.
Yeah, but they have beer. You get a lot of
beer. The yard
of beer. Yard of beer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't need a yard of beer. I'm fine just drinking my beer and then asking for another beer.
Oh, okay.
Fresh one.
Well,
you know, that's a perfectly fine night for me.
But you're fine with shattered glass in your beer.
Yeah. So that was it. Shout out to anyone who went to UCLA and braved a bar called Maloney's.
Oh, I know the
you
one
know
on
Maloney's?
The corner next to Gucci.
Yeah, it hasn't been called Maloney's in like 30 years,
yeah,
but everyone still calls it that.
Yeah, they changed it again.
Multiple
recently.
Times. It was O'Hara's, now it's Rocco's.
Yeah.
But yeah, last time I went there, I think I got like hepatitis F. BJ's rules. I like the thick pizza.
Not for me. X Bad News Bears X says, pudding is the gravy of the dessert world. False, that's chocolate ganache.
No, I think pudding. Okay, here's the thing.
No!
Pudding's thickened. No. Pudding is thickened with cornstarch. A lot of people don't know the difference between American pudding and a European custard.
So what?
I'm saying that's literally, you make pudding with the same method as you would make gravy.
Okay, but like, do you just have, okay, let's talk about it. Like a budino, which is a pudding, right? Budino is pudding.
No, it's custard.
Okay.
Next question.
You keep me excited.
Have you ever had chocolate gravy?
Yes.
It's pudding.
No,
we made
it's
Oreo
not.
Gravy.
No,
dude.
It's not.
That's pudding.
No,
you cool it and it's pudding.
Let me speak. Pudding, you put pudding in a pie, okay? Pudding pie.
I don't believe you put pudding in pies.
We literally just
I know, and I said during
what
that whole thing.
What is a mudslide pie?
Was that it's like custard. It's like a fudgy custard. It's thickened with egg and starch.
No. No,
I don't believe
it's a pudding.
No, that's
or a
you're
custard.
Reading one Wikipedia entry.
It's saying custard or pudding.
I am the authority here.
No, you're not.
I am greater than Wikipedia.
You're not in charge.
Someone
of everything.
Dumber than me wrote this Wikipedia article. A budino is a good. It's got eggs in it, right?
Josh, so do some puddings.
I don't reckon they do.
Some
I don't
of them do.
Puddings do.
Look up egg yolk pudding.
Don't,
Maggie.
Stop lying. We've started heavily relying on Maggie to Google things.
She's
to
the best
here.
Because she's the best. Some people put egg yolks in.
See, oh, okay, Martha Stewart put egg yolks.
Four egg yolks.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so. I'm so stupid. No, I think. I agree.
Let me get to my point. You can put pudding in a glass and then put a little bit of whipped cream on it and present it to someone and they will eat it. You can't do that with gravy.
Nicole, look me in the eyes and tell me I won't eat a glass of gravy. Nicole, tell me to my face that I won't eat the glass of gravy. You've seen me chug a liter of gravy.
Josh, you're an anomaly.
1 liter.
Wait, you're an anomaly. But think about it. Like snack packs. No one is having packs of gravy like that.
I feel like, and you wouldn't just eat a whole thing of ganache.
Exactly.
Yeah, Nicole's right. She wins. She's up 2-0 because we didn't come to any sort of conclusion on our actual debate, which supposedly is the whole podcast. But what was the first one you won? The fact that I mansplain, and then number two, pudding is not gravy. All right, you're up 2-0. Let me see if I can get a comeback. All right, at Lena Fazari, green apple Gatorade is so delicious and so underrated. I don't know that I ever had green apple Gatorade.
I've never been a Gatorade person, per se, because I'm not an athlete. Big shock. But whenever I
Nicole,
would get...
You know you don't need to, like, do sport to drink Gatorade. It's available for the public. You don't need to, like, show a gym membership at the 7-Eleven to enjoy...
No, let me... Let me continue. But whenever, like, so my dad had a lot of tummy issues, and, like, we would always have white Gatorade because that was the only Gatorade he could drink. So I had a lot of white.
Well, there's a couple different types of
clear.
There's
clear.
Oh, Gatorade Rain?
No. Clear.
Was it kind of a milky white?
It was a milky white.
Well, there's a couple because there's white cherry, and then
white
there was
cherry.
One of the Gatorade. Geez, what were they called? Frost.
I don't know. But basically, my dad can only consume white Gatorade, so I grew up in a white Gatorade household. So that's my favorite.
You're missing
Gatorade.
Out on the flavors.
No,
dude, they're melon, fierce melon, and fierce grape. The fierce line of Gatorades to me were the best since the Gatorade Frost series with like Riptide Rush and all that. And then also Cool Blue, I think, was a good Gatorade innovation. That said, when Gatorade started catering to the Latino market, I think that is when they really took off because
I've
they
heard.
Have lemon pepino
I've
or
heard.
Limon pepino.
Yeah.
Cucumber lime. Yeah. They had a sandia. They had a watermelon Gatorade.
Nice.
Really nice. And so Gatorade's out there. They're hitting. They're swinging for the fences and they're making some good products.
Cool. Okay, next. Deonity, my husband, says, waffle fries and seasoned fries are the same. Honey, no.
What are you talking? David, what are you talking
David,
about, dude?
David, no. I think he's saying they taste the same.
And there's actually a reason. There's a reason he's saying this.
Yes.
And he's correct.
Down.
But, like, it sounds dumb when you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Waffle fries are cut into the shape of a waffle, and seasoned fries are fries with seasoning on them.
He's saying the flavor profile is the same. And if
he's not a great communicator, huh? How's he doing the relationship?
We're working on it.
Good.
We're working on it. He's really receptive to my criticism, as I am with his.
He's an empathetic man.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, great.
I love him. but yeah, I understand what he's saying here, and it makes sense, honey. Good job. Love you. He listens all the time. He's
so into
the
podcast. He'll text us. He'll be like, great podcast. thank you, David. Please text us after this one. No. So waffle fries and seasoned fries are both likely being dipped in a wet batter.
Exactly.
Like
and
at
then,
a factory.
And then heavily seasoned with some sort of like paprika, garlic, pepper
yeah.
situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to buy a product growing up that was called fajita fries.
Mm.
And they were like not branded. It was because I didn't eat a name brand food until I was like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We were all generic everything, man. We couldn't afford Fruit Loops. We were doing Fruityos that were sold in the 9-pound bags next to the dog food.
We did that a lot too.
Yeah. Oh, it's just economical.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's great. So yeah, there was some like non-branded frozen fries. French fry sack that came in a 10-pounder called fajita fries.
Mm-hmm.
And they were dank because they just had that like red coating on it and it was good. All right. At EP414, I can't stand people that dictate what condiments belong on a hot dog. You do you, boo. Preach. Preach. Hot dog moral neutrality. That should have been the name. When I said that, it just reminded me of Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah. Oh,
hot dog moral neutrality.
Oh, my gosh. What a throwback.
Neutral Milk Hotel. When's the last time you thought about them?
Probably like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
They came up
same.
On my thing.
No, I feel that. Yeah, dude, put whatever you want in your hot dog, man. If your identity of your city Chicago is based off hot dog condiments. Find a better thing for your city.
No,
to be
okay,
for.
Listen. I
you know what I mean?
No, I understand why people have it because it has cultural relevance, and I understand why people are like that. But you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put mango salsa and chips on a hot
Hell
dog,
yes.
And I'm gonna love it because I hate mango salsa. But the only way I can imagine myself enjoying mango salsa is if I eat it with a hot dog and a bunch of chips crushed into
it. So now I understand that. It feels like a Venezuelan completo.
This is why we're friends.
This is why we work. I put mayonnaise on my hot dogs, man.
I like mayonnaise on my hot dogs.
Some raw cabbage, some mayonnaise. Get me on that.
Raw
chopped cabbage,
is the
mayonnaise.
Cabbage, okay, chopped, not shredded.
No, very finely chopped. Very, very finely chopped. Okay, like
see?
KFC cut.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it dressed in the mayo?
No.
Oh, okay.
Raw cabbage, but you put enough mayonnaise, ketchup, and mustard mm-hmm. on top mm-hmm. for it to really make sense. This is this is all based off like a Colombian or early Venezuelan style dog.
Yeah.
And I really, really love it. Seattle dogs, dude. Those are great. They got the cream cheese, the jalapenos,
danger
the bacon
dogs.
On it. Danger dogs, man.
Danger dogs are good. The smell of danger dogs.
Dude, and you get the chile toreado with it.
Yeah.
You get just the grilled jalapeno or a chile güero, and then you can kind of like typically tell where the person making the hot dogs is from. Man, I love that. Yeah, the world of hot dogs is beautiful.
Yeah.
It can tell you a lot
Expansive.
About a city. Yeah, I love
the
it.
World
Open your heart.
Is just one big organism. Was that right? Was that right?
That was pretty good. That was pretty
Thanks.
Good. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
Up?
Open your mouth. Open your heart. Shove some hot dogs in there. Don't shove a hot dog into your aorta.
I don't. You can't enter the aorta from any orifice on the
if
body.
If I shove a hot dog deep enough,
do you know
into
what an
mouth,
aorta is?
Yeah, it's like part of the
heart.
It's the cardio. Like the lungs, pulmonary embolism. On that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog Is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @Hendizada with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
One more thing before we go. Every episode of House, somebody had a pulmonary embolism.
Well, yeah, because it just like rounded it out.
It just sounds so nice.
Like, you know how you finish everything with flaky salt? You gotta finish it with a pulmonary embolism.
And a pulmonary embolism. And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your fabulous dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
It was never lupus. They were all like, could be lupus.
Could be.
Could be lupus.
But it never is.
We'll see you next time.